Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, Headword Wrangler and Trail Boss of Old West DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 38 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week, September 12th through September 18th, in the Great American Old West? September 12th, 1874. At Washita River, Texas, the Battle of Buffalo Wallow. Sergeant Zachariah T. Woodall and his six-man courier detachment fight a running battle with 125 Indians. Their horses killed and every man wounded. They take shelter in a buffalo wallow and hold out until rescued by the 8th U.S. Cavalry. Woodall, Privates John Harrington, Peter Roth, George W. Smith, and civilian scouts Amos Chapman and Billy Dixon all received the Medal of Honor for this action. Tip your hat. September 13, 1857. From Copenhagen, Denmark, the 7th Handcart Company Christensen wins through to Salt Lake City, Utah. They have lost fewer than six of their original group of around 330. 93 days in transit from Iowa City, Iowa, the last group to start from that far east. September 14, 1895. Charles Valentine Riley, aged 52, dies in Washington, D.C. from a bicycle accident. A world-famous entomologist, writer, and artist, Riley was responsible for the creation of the U.S. Entomological Commission in 1877. This also included the Grasshopper Commission, which sought to understand, deal with, and perhaps eliminate the devastating Western grasshopper plagues, 1866, 1874, 78. Riley served as entomologist to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 1878, 1881 to 1894. Now, just for thought, the cloud of grasshoppers in the 1874 plague was estimated at 1,800 miles long, half a mile thick, and 110 miles wide, stretching from Canada to Texas. September 15, 1831. Having been built by Stevenson and Company in Britain, disassembled and sent by ship to America and reassembled by American inventor and machinist Isaac Dripps in 11 days, without any instructions or drawings, the John Bull, well, Stevens at that point, made its first run under its own power. Originally on the CNA roster as number one with the name Stevens, that was from Robert L. Stevens, who was president of the CNA at the time. However, the crews began to call it the old John Bull. The name stuck and finally became official. The locomotive worked from 1833 to 1866 in regular service on the Camden and Amboy Railroad in New Jersey. Stored, modified, used to power sawmill and more, it survived to become the first large engineering artifact acquired for display at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, D.C. This was the beginning. Railroads grew rapidly to serve the growing eastern states. They crossed the Mississippi River and became a major factor in the settlement of the West. The Transcontinental Railroad was completed in 1869, and the expansion continued. Then, 65 years later to the day, we have September 15, 1896, 40,000 bystanders at the temporary town of Crush, Texas, witnessed a publicity stunt put on by Katy General passenger agent George Crush. Two railroad locomotives on the Missouri-Kansas-Texas Railroad were run together head-on at a combined speed of about 90 miles an hour, resulting in a spectacular crash and a magnificent double boiler steam explosion. Three bystanders were killed, and photographer Jarvis Jodine lost an eye to a flying bolt. The Great Crush Collision March by Scott Joplin, whom legend has attending the festivities, was dedicated to the Katy. September 16, 1887, near Navajo, Arizona, Atlantic and Pacific Engine No. 7 is held up by Billy Bonner, Kentuck O'Callahan, Kid Swingle, and two other men. A swift posse kills two, and O'Callahan is later killed of resisting arrest in Allentown, New Mexico. Bonner is dispatched by a posse from Gila, Arizona. The money, estimated to be as much as $75,000, is never found. September 17, 1887. The Sam Bass Gang takes the Chicago, Rock Island, and Pacific train at Ogallala, Nebraska for $60,000 in gold coin. September 18, 1964, the passing of J. Frank Dovey, 75 years, in Austin, Texas, the Will Rogers of Texas and the recipient of the Medal of Freedom, 1964. Dovey was educated, liberal, and outspoken. He was a teacher, folklorist, newspaper columnist, and author. Having been a real working cowboy, he knew something about the life he wrote about. A Vaquero of the Brush Country, 1929, co-authored with John Young. The Longhorns, 1941. The Mustangs, 1952. Cow People, 1964. He helped save the Texas Longhorn from extinction. A fine Texan and a great American. Tip your hat. This is program 38 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall of Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.